we have discussed this week the different themes of Elul. From the acronyms Anila Do Diva Do Dili Ishrei Umatanas Lev Yonim to the tefillos that we say of Ledavar Hashem Ori and Achasho Alti Meis Hashem to the idea of Tekiyah Shofar, the goal of all of these different aspects of our Avodas Hashem is to prepare us for Rosh Hashanah. And on a very simple level, the preparation is that we can't just show up. We have to be ready. We have to do things. We have to reacquaint ourselves with these processes that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the tefillos can be much more impactful, the tshuva season can be more beneficial and uplifting and inspiring. But perhaps the goal is not just to get us to Rosh Hashanah, but rather something on Rosh Hashanah is made better by preparing for it. Explains Rabbi Rucham Levavitz. Rucham Levavitz explains that the goal of all of Elul is to prepare us not just for Rosh Hashanah, but for the Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. We know that our job, so to speak, our goal of Rosh Hashanah is to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to coronate Hashem, to reconnect once again, to appoint Hashem as our King in our lives, communally, nationally, individually, in my own personal relationship, to get to know, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again. And that's the goal, of course, of Malchios, is Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. But he explains Rav Levavitz, you can't just come Rosh Hashanah and expect to be able to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to prepare. So it's important for us to realize we're not just the finish line is not just the first line of Rosh Hashanah. The finish line is to get us through the Yom HaNorayim season. And in order to really be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we take this month and we get ready and we say extra tefillos, and it's sort of getting our muscles ready again. And there's a beautiful halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that many are makbid on, that when it comes to Aseres Mei Tshuva, they are makbid on Pas Yisrael. They only eat Pas Yisrael, bread baked by a Jew, not by a non-Jew. The rest of the year, they don't do that. But during Aseres Mei Tshuva, they do that. Well, what is that? We're trying to fake out a Kadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is the same theme. The great Mashkiach of Lakewood, Matzisyo Solomon Shlita, explains with a beautiful mashal. He explains that a king is telling his constituents he's going to visit them, but he doesn't want to just visit them. He wants to see how all the different people are living, the rich, the poor. So he sends letters to various sections of his kingdom, and some in the fancy sections and the rich mansions get the letter, and an old couple in the middle of the forest in a one-room, a shack of a house, they get the letter. The king is going to come visit them. So immediately the husband begins to clean up, fix the carpet, paint the wall, clean up the couch. And his wife looks at him and says, What are you doing? Years I've been telling you, get ready, fix this, clean the carpet, fix the door, paint the wall. Now, you know what? The king wants to see how we live. Let's show him how we live. We live with an unpainted wall and a dirty floor and a dirty this and a broken that. And explains the husband, No. You don't understand. I am not fixing this house so that the king looks at our little one bedroom in the forest and says, wow, what a palace, what a magical place, I'm going to move here. But I want the king to appreciate the fact that I prepared for his coming. I want the king to know that I was doing stuff to get ready for him to come. And that's what we do. That's why some people have that extra halacha during our service. Not because we're trying to fake out Hashem, but because we appreciate that Hashem is close. And that's what Elul is. Elul is the appreciation that Hashem is coming and doing all of these extra tefillos and extra liman and coming for all the extra learnings that we could do. It's an amazing way for us to get together, to prepare, to show ourselves and to show the Ribono Sholem that we're preparing for his coming.